You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Listeners with little kitties nearby, potential Christmas spoiler ahead in 3, 2, 1. Okay, so starting this year, Macy's Herald Square is now requiring an online reservation for visits with Santa. The explanation? Santa is a popular guy. Approximately 250,000 visitors come to Macy's Santaland each year, according to the company, meaning Santa visits are a big draw and can translate into big sales for retailers. We sent Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson in search of Santanomics.
True, it's only Thanksgiving, but Santa's helpers have been greeting kids at an upscale shopping center in Walnut Creek, California, for a couple of weeks already. That's where I reached Santa John.
In the beginning, there's 25 to 30, and then after that, it probably goes to 50 to at least 100 a day.
He's not a ho-ho-ho kind of a Santa, but he does try and suss out that whole naughty or nice thing with kids.
I talk to them about their Christmas wishes, and I ask them about their vegetables and how clean their room is and how they listen to mom and dad.
If bricks and mortar retailers could create, you know, a Santa-like experience year-round, they'd be in much better shape.
Pete Killian covers retail for the Cambridge Group.
Santa is the ultimate buffer against digital disruption. It's hard to imagine a digital Santa with, you know, a digital lap.
Killian says retail Santas are what's known in the industry as a trip driver.
Something that'll drive shoppers into stores that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have come in person.
In-person shoppers mean impulse buying and bigger baskets at checkout. Online shoppers tend to spearfish, a.k.a. go hunting for just the thing they want.
Buy that item, check out, and buy nothing else.
Yep, Santa is bait to get shoppers spending, says Marshall Cohen with the MPD Group.
Santa drives impulse. It's fun. It puts us in the spirit. You can't not visit a toy store or some store that's in the mall when the kids are in tow.
Cohen says he actually studies Santa lines and how they compare to previous years as a way to gauge holiday shopping traffic. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.